Chapter 72. "Look at me," Sonny said. "Two dates in one night."
"I am looking at you," Jesse said. They were in the bed that had once belonged to the owner of her house at River Street Place, a writer named Melanie Joan Hall. Sonny had once described the bed as being big enough on which to land a jetliner. He had dropped off the sweatshirt and the glass with Dev, knowing that Kane had been right, knowing that gunpowder residue wasn't weapon-specific, and that even if Kane had wiped the gun with a dry cloth before returning it to Whitcaine's gun cabinet, first chance he got, a lawyer like Rita Fiore could come up with 50 reasons why his prints might have been on the 22.
"So you went there trying to bluff him, and he called yours?" Sonny said.
"Hell yeah."
"You knew you couldn't make it stick?"
"Not unless he confessed," he said. "I just needed to know for sure it was him."
"Now you do."
"Hell yeah," he said again.
"Is it enough?"
"Hell no."
He texted Sonny after he left Bryce Kane and asked if there was a chance he could see her after her dinner with Richie, that he needed to talk through some things with somebody other than Molly. She told him to come over. She'd been resting her head on his shoulder. Now she pulled back and sat up, making no attempt to cover herself. She rarely did.
"You're not happy."
"Happy being here," he said.
"You know what I mean."
"I keep thinking, there should be a way for me to nail the bastard," he said. "I keep thinking that after everything Lily did, starting with what she did to that baby, she didn't have to die. Hell, I was even thinking on my way down here how close I came to getting Candace Pennington killed."
"But you didn't."
She reached over, touched his cheek with her hand, left it there. "Let's change the subject," he said.
"Fine by me."
"Want to talk about us?" Sonny smiled and slowly shook her head. "How's Richie?"
"Not tonight, dear," she said. "I know it's a big bed, but two people in it is more than enough."
Now she kissed him where her hand had been. "I wanted a drink tonight after I left Kane," he said. "Wolf was right back there at the door. I'm pissed off at Bryce Kane. Pissed off at myself." He exhaled loudly. "Same old, same old. I just wanted to take the edge off."
"Why didn't you?"
"You responded to my text," he said.
"You need to let this go," Sonny said.
"Hard to do," he said.
"The last Boy Scout," Sonny said.
He turned to her, grinning, and told her a known criminal had called him the same thing not long ago. "I never told you," he said, "but I actually was a Boy Scout once, for about a week."
"No way."
"Canes aren't the only ones with secrets," he said. He reached over and pulled her closer to him. "I can still recite the Scout's Oath," he said. "Want to hear it?"
"Not tonight, dear," she said.
"The key part is about being physically strong," he said. She smiled a wicked smile.
"I can tell," she said.